Ma'at Katan Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ma'at Katan Bavli, Daf Ches, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Hei Madalef, on the 10th line, Ve'oid Amrib Meir. Ve'oid Amrib Meir, Malaked Adam Ad Somais, Aviv Ve'imoi Be'preisha Simcha Hilai. The Mishnah taught that Meir says that when we collect the bones of his parents, since it's a joy for him. Be'roshayna ha'yukoyvim oisam ma'moyos, Nes'achal Abasa ha'yumalakten es Ad Somais, ha'koyvim oisam, Be'razim oisa ha'yoyim, Originally, they would bury them in dugouts. When the flesh had decomposed, they would collect the bones and bury them in a cedarwood casket. On that day, they would mourn, and the following day, they were joyful that they had properly buried their parents. Tani hamavir oin mimokin amokim einboy mishum liket ad samois. That Baisa says that if one transfers a casket from place to place, it's not considered collecting bones. Amav acha hador dat amar ba'oin shel evin amav ba'oin shel eitz. Yeshua Mishim Likud Ad Samais. Bacha says it's only true for a stone casket, but for a wooden casket it's considered collecting bones. Amle Rav Yosi Vafila Tema Ba'oin Shal Eitz, Einbo Mishim Likud Ad Samais, Ezu Likud Ad Samais, Ma'avirin Ba'afik Vasin Mimokon Amokim. Rav Yosi says even a wooden casket is not considered collecting bones, so what is collecting bones? Transferring the remains from place to place covered with an undergarment. Vatani Kain Likud Ad Samais, Malaket etzem mishis achel habasal. We have a support from a baisa. Collecting bones means collecting bone by bone after the flesh is decomposed. Chagai b'shem Rebzeira likutei atzamos kishmuan. Chagai quoting Rebzeira says collecting bones means literally collecting the bones by hand after the flesh is decomposed. Tani ein shmur lelikutei atzamos. Baisa says there's no law of hearing for collecting bones. Hearing that a person's bones were collected and buried does not require the relatives to mourn. Amr Chagai Behusha Shama Lamachar Avalim Shama Baibayoim Yesh Shmur Lelekutei Ad Samais. Chagai says this is true when he heard it about it the following day or later, but if you heard it the same day, there is a law of hearing. V'yesh Shir Lelekutei Ad Samais. Is there a minimum amount of bones needed for it to be considered collecting bones? Tana Nikumchoi Koimei Rabbi Zeira Ein Shir Lelekutei Ad Samais Kador Rabbi Mana Hoiri Rabbi Hillel Bekipra Lekoya Lesabel Kabacha Shulalehit Amais Kavyosi. Nekumchi said Rav Baisa to Rav Zera, there's no minimum amount, it's like the case of Rav Mana who instructed Rav Hillel of Kifa to tear his garments and mourn, like Rav Acha, but not to make himself impure as he was a Kohen, like Rav Yosi. Tani likutei ad samais ein oimim aleihem kinim, v'ni hi ein oima aleihem loi birchas aveilim, loi tanchumi aveilim, eilehen birchas aveilim, mashein oimim, I should say b'beis ha-knesesh, elohein tanchumi aveilim, mashein oimim, bashur. The Baisa says, for the collection of bones, we don't recite lamentations and cry out. We don't recite the mourner's blessing, nor do we recite comforts for the mourners. The mourner's blessing is that which is said in the shul. Comfort for the mourners is that which is said when the mourners are lined up. Tani avaloimim aleihem droim, ma'u droim, rabbanan amru, kilusim. The writer says, however, they do say words over them. What are these words? Rabbanan say that they recite praises for Hashem. Some explain that they recite praises for the deceased. Le'oiram meisai. The Mishnah taught one may not arouse himself to mourn over his dead. Ezu ha'iru, mazkirusai, minameisim. What's the meaning of arouse? To mention his deceased during a eulogy for another person. V'liyasbedenu, ezu hu hesped, shu oisa lo hesped b'fnei atzmei. The Mishnah taught, nor eulogize. What's the meaning of eulogize? To devote a eulogy specifically to his deceased. Hadadad amar b'yashon, azal v'chadash muter. This refers to eulogizing a person who died in the past, but it's permitted to eulogize a person who just died. Ezu chadash ve'ezu yoshan, chadash b'sosh shleshim yoyim, yoshan la'ach shleshim yoyim. The Gemara asks what's considered a person who just died and what's a person who died in the past. During the first 30 days it's considered that he just died, after 30 days it's considered that he died in the past. Tani le'sa'ira isha levyasa b'mayed. The Bible says a woman should not arouse herself to cry over levyasa, means her late husband, during the festival. Rav Nachman b'shem Rav Mana Amar Levyasa Kamada Tema Hasidim Oire Levyasan. Rav Nachman, quoting Rav Mana, says that the word Levyasa can be seen in the pasuk that says in Iyo Perek Yom Pasuk Zayin, those who are ready to arouse others Levyasan in their morning. Tani La Yisa Adam Isha Shiyesh Labanim Afilu Vakever. The Baisa says a man should not marry a woman who has children, even if the children had died. Rav Yasa ben Pnei Masa Sheira. Rav Yasa says it's because of a true story in which a woman removed her son's body from the grave in order to spread a libelous story that her second husband had killed him. We come now to the next Mishnah. Ein choifim kuchen v'kavoi v'moyed. When we not dig catacombs and graves on Chol HaMoed. Avmechanchem et hakochen va'isem nevaches va'aroin emameis bechatzah. But one may fix catacombs, means even if there's no body to bury now, and one may build a nevaches, which is a launderer's pool for use in situations where washing is permitted in Chol HaMoed. And some explain that the Mishnah is referring to a pool used for washing corpses before burial, as say it to be a temporary grave, and one may build a casket with a corpse in a courtyard. Rav Yehuda Oiser Ela Im Kein Yesh Imrei Nesoim. Yehuda prohibits it unless there are ready cut planks available. The Gemara says, Eivu Chinuch Kvarois. The Gemara asks, what does fixing graves mean? Rav Yosi Banuai Omer Sadibasid. Rav Yosi Banuai answers, it's plastering it with lime. Rav Chista Omer Im Haya Oruch Makatsoi. Rav Chista gives a second answer, shortening it if it's too long. Rav Yishuv ben Levi Omer Marich Boi Misad Echad Marchiv Boi Misad Echad. And Rav Yishuv ben Levi gives a third answer, that's lengthening it on one side and shortening it on the other side. Tani Rav Chiya Ma'arich Boi Ma'archiv Boi Ben Misad Echad Ben Mishnei Stodim. And Rav Chiya taught from a Vaisa that one may lengthen it and widen it both from one side and from both sides. Va'isin Nivraches Amoyed. The Mishnah taught that one may build a Nivraches during Chol HaMoed. Zeh HaBakiya Kol Shehu Toshav Nikra Bakiya. It's referring to a temporary grave. If it's intended for a long term, it's referred to as a Bakiya. Va'oin Amamis Bechatzah. The Mishnah taught that one may build a casket with a corpse in a courtyard. Hadadad Omar b'meis she'ein mefursam. Above meis she'ein mefursam, oisim loy oin afila b'shuk. This only applies if a dead person is not known, but if the person who died was well known, one may build a casket even in the marketplace. Kadamach v'chananya chavrin d'rabonon avdin loy oin b'shuka. When v'chananya died, his colleagues, Rabbonon, made for him a casket in the marketplace. Hakom moidim shle yekurtz loy arozim v'degavaso loy yachsev loy avonim. All agree one may not cut down cedar trees for it. Similarly, one may not cut stones. If they were already cut, this is the dispute between Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanon.